In the wild, a killer whale's world sounds something like this. But most people see killer whales in an environment like this. SeaWorld calls all of its performing whales Shamu. Millions of people have visited SeaWorld over the decades to get splashed by Shamu's tail and watch trainers leap off the killer whales' noses. The trainers hug and kiss the animals between high-flying stunts. But animal rights activist Will Anderson says there's nothing healthy about the relationship between captive marine mammals and their keepers. The waters around Seattle, where he lives, are home to wild killer whales. Anderson has worked to free captive killer whales for 40 years.
The relationships they have with their trainers are nothing less than, well, what else is there to do? If you're starved for what you innately need, social bonding, you're going to settle for whatever morsel you can get.
Killer whales are actually huge dolphins, not whales. Anderson says tanks are no place for animals which roam up to 100 miles each day in their native waters.
Their bodies and their minds and their behaviors, their needs, and their huge size, they're all adapted for the wild. They are not adapted for tanks.
At SeaWorld, Julie Scardina is the animal ambassador. She handles public relations for the theme park. She says just because killer whales can roam 100 miles a day in the wild doesn't mean they often do.
The 100-mile statistic there is actually just a capability. They have the capability of roaming that far, just like humans have the capability of walking 20 miles or more per day. We provide opportunities for exercise, play, and, of course, during our shows, they get plenty of exercise.
Scardina used to train killer whales. She says the tricks show the public what the animals are capable of. And she says keeping killer whales in a more naturalistic, aquarium-like environment wouldn't serve the animals well.
I've worked with animals for over 30 years. There is no way you could convince me that it would be better just to let an animal kind of hang. That's kind of like saying it's okay to just let a person sit on the couch if they'd like. You need to provide stimulation. You want to get them up and moving.
Scardina says the goal of SeaWorld's Shamu shows is to encourage marine conservation.
Well, certainly our mission is to educate people about the oceans, to inspire them. And that's what obviously our hope is that by seeing these animals and how incredible they are, I know that's how I became inspired when I was a child.
But in a promotional video for SeaWorld's main killer whale show, called Believe, SeaWorld employees suggest a different theme, more conquest than conservation.
How do we get in the water with the top predator in the ocean, you know, that kills and eats anything it wants to at any time?
I thought for a moment right there, you know what? This is really crazy what we do, but we are doing it.
The video and the Believe show itself focus on the power of the human spirit, not the marine environment. Activists like Will Anderson are calling for theme parks like SeaWorld to return killer whales to their native waters, protected by huge enclosures. There's general agreement that captive killer whales wouldn't survive if released into the open ocean. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.